Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
How about those Knicks, huh? They're now headed to the NBA Finals after sweeping the Cavaliers.
The finals appearance for the Knicks, the first since 1999, a 130-93 demolition of the Cavs in Cleveland, their 11th straight playoff win. Felix from the Bronx spoke to us outside MSG. Thousands were outside celebrating.
All the egos, they checked them at the door. There's a family, they're brothers, there's a camaraderie. They want it. You know, they put their egos to the side, and they want to, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the chip. That's it.
Incredibly, four more wins, and the Knicks are the champions.
How to fight. Never give up. Your dreams is there. You can see them. Go out there and make them happen.
And now the team has plenty of time to rest up and prepare for the finals. They don't begin until June 3rd. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, outside Madison Square Garden.
Players, parents, and fellow coaches mourning the loss of Jose Castro, who served as a youth baseball coach at the Bonney Youth Clubhouse in Brooklyn for more than 40 years. Castro and his mother were both killed in that horrible apartment fire in East Flatbush over the weekend. The club is planning to hold a memorial service next week. Club president Kevin Rice spoke to 1010 Winds.
He loved coaching. He tutored players off the field, loved to mentor, whether they were going to be professional players, baseball players, or if they were going to be valuable members of the society. He wanted to make sure he impacted them both on and off the field.
Friends and neighbors also remembering Castro's mother. They brought candles and flowers to a makeshift memorial outside the building. The cause of the fire is under investigation. ICE agents in riot gear and using pepper spray as things heated up outside the DHS detention center in Newark. This as the governor tried to get inside.
Loved ones, protesters, even Governor Mikey Sherrill were turned away from Delaney Hall.
This type of facility shows exactly why we should not have private mass detention facilities.
She was joined by other elected officials like Mayor Ross Baraka to
support the residents inside of this place were being treated inhumanely.
Because inmates on a work and hunger strike, they say poor living conditions pushed them to this point. Senator Andy Kim says
there's a woman that had a miscarriage that said that she did not get the care that she needed and was left to manage that on her own.
Congressman Rob Menendez wants it shut down.
They don't want us to tell the stories of what's happening inside.
Inside, about 300 detainees with tablets. That's how they communicate with the outside. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The plan this week to get me some pizza. Never heard of that? Well, time to get acquainted because Thursday is the first ever National Pizza Day. Alberto DiMarco is the son of Corrado DiMarco, who invented the modern Roman pizza. He tells 1010 Winds this is like pizza 2.0.
He developed a pizza dough that is lighter and more digestible because it's made with a combination of wheat flour, rice flour, soy flour, and sourdough. Much more water than traditional pizza. So the result is an amazing product, super light, super digestible, but with a great taste.
Okay, I'm listening.
You will understand the difference at the first bite. As soon as you try, you will feel that it disappears in your mouth because it's super light. And most important, after you eating pizza, you don't feel bloated, you don't feel bad, you can sleep well.
Well, that's good. But what's up with the gladiators we're going to be seeing around town?
The centurions are a symbolic image of ancient Rome. Everyone saw the gladiator. So centurions are the guard of the city. So we thought that is super appropriate to bring people inside Rome and inside pizza.
Where can you get pizza? There's going to be a kiosk set up in conjunction with Eataly in Madison Square Park. This is from tomorrow through June 30th. That plan up in Albany to look into possible reparations for the descendants of slaves, that's on hold.
The state's Reparation Commission is delaying their report until 2029, but Assemblywoman Mikhail Salaj says the work is still ongoing.
It's about accountability. You know, time can really strengthen the work. Time alone is not progress. And New Yorkers deserve a process that is deliberate, transparent, and moves towards an action.
She says public hearings are still underway, and she's encouraging New Yorkers to testify.
We are not only learning from history, but we're also trying to find solutions.
She says the goal is for this report to examine the long-term impact of slavery and discrimination here in New York. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
When asked about it, Governor Hochul referred any questions to the commission. The decision comes as nationally the Trump administration has targeted race and diversity-oriented initiatives. The Supreme Court struck down affirmative action and voting rights measures, and several southern states are looking to redistrict in ways that could reduce black majority voting districts. There's been another subway shoving. It was just after 7 last night when police say a man pushed another man onto the tracks on the 4 line at Woodlawn. The victim was helped back onto the platform and was checked out at the hospital. He's okay. The suspect, who is only ID'd as a man in his 50s, was arrested on scene. Charges are pending.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.